Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Yeah.
Today we're going deep into the world of trees.
Trees, yeah.
You know, I always thought I knew a thing or two about trees, but after digging into the research you sent me, I gotta say,
yeah,
I'm pretty blown away. It's like there's this whole secret society going on right under our noses.
It really is incredible. The more you learn about trees, the more you realize how complex and fascinating they truly are.
And vital, right? Like they're not just pretty to look at.
Oh, absolutely. Essential for life on Earth, you know?
Right. Okay, so let's jump right in. You mentioned in your notes that a single mature tree can absorb something like 48 pounds of CO2 every year.
48 pounds, that's right. Yep.
That's got to be like what? Having a small carbon capture factory just chilling in your backyard?
Pretty much. It's all down to photosynthesis.
Right.
You know, the process where trees use sunlight to convert carbon dioxide and water into sugars for energy.
Oh.
And as they do that, they lock that carbon away, storing it in their wood, their leaves, their roots.
So they're like these natural air purifiers.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, so enough about the science-y stuff, although that's super cool. Let's talk about some of the more, I don't know, charismatic members of the tree world.
Charismatic, yeah.
You had some incredible examples in your notes. The baobab.
Oh, the baobab, yeah.
Bristlecone pines, giant sequoias.
Amazing trees.
Like every single one seems to have its own superpower. It's like a tree superhero league or something.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, they all have these incredible adaptations that have allowed them to survive and thrive in some pretty extreme environments, you know?
So like take the baobab, for example. I mean, that trunk.
Oh, it's iconic.
It's massive.
Yeah.
I read somewhere it can hold like 32,000 gallons of water. That's insane.
It's like a living water tower. They've adapted to survive in really arid climates, so they soak up as much water as possible during the rainy season and store it in their trunks to get them through the dry spells.
So smart. And then you have those bristlecone pines living up in the mountains.
Yeah, way up high.
I mean, those things are tough. They can live for thousands of years.
Thousands, yeah.
In these harsh conditions. Like they laugh in the face of strong winds and freezing temperatures.
They really are the epitome of resilience.
I mean, can you imagine the stories they could tell?
Oh, I know. If only they could talk, right?
Well, speaking of talking, you mentioned something about a wood wide web.
Ah, yes.
I mean, this is blowing my mind.
Isn't it fascinating?
Trees can actually communicate with each other.
It sounds crazy, right? Yeah. But essentially, trees are connected underground through this vast network of fungi. These fungal threads, they intertwine with the tree's roots.
Okay.
And they form these pathways for communication and even resource sharing. It's pretty wild.
So, like, what kind of things are they chatting about down there? Like, hey, watch out for that pesky squirrel or need some extra nitrogen over here.
Well, we can't know for sure what they're saying, but we know they can share information about things like pests and droughts, and they can even transfer nutrients to support seedlings or trees that are struggling.
It's like they have their own social safety net.
Exactly. It's a whole underground community.
Okay, so we've got these ancient, wise trees.
Yeah.
They're talking to each other, sharing resources. I mean, it almost makes you feel like we should be taking notes.
Definitely. There's so much we can learn from trees about resilience and cooperation, you know.
Oh, speaking of stories, you mentioned the major oak in your notes.
Oh, yeah. The legendary tree said to have sheltered Robin Hood.
Okay, so maybe Robin Hood is a myth, but still, it's incredible how trees become woven into our history and folklore.
For sure. I mean, trees have provided us with so much shelter, fuel, food, inspiration. They've played a huge role in human societies for as long as we've been around.
It's easy to forget that sometimes when we're just walking past them on the street, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So as we wrap up here, what's the one thing you really want listeners to take away from this deep dive?
That's a good question. I think the most important thing to remember is that trees are so much more than just passive elements in the landscape. They're active members of a complex ecosystem. They communicate, they cooperate, they adapt, and they're vital for the health of our planet and for us.
It makes you think about that saying, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get so focused on the individual tree that we miss the bigger picture.
Exactly. It's all interconnected.
So next time you're out in nature or even just walking down the street,
yeah,
take a moment, really look at the trees. Think about those vast underground networks, the silent conversations happening beneath our feet.
It's a whole world we often don't even notice.
And who knows, maybe they have a few lessons to teach us about how to live better, more sustainably, more connected to each other and the planet.
That's a great thought.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into the incredible world of trees.
It was a pleasure.
And until next time, stay curious.